Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to talk about here on the show today. Lots to discuss. Unfortunately, Mike Sempervivi is unavailable today, on the day that I am sure he was going to gloat about how stupid I was to have believed that WWE was actually going to have Becky Lynch remain a babyface on SmackDown. If you watched the show last night, and actually, well, I'll just tell you what happened. Last night on the show, Becky Lynch came out, cut a heel promo about what happened on Sunday. Not just a heel promo where she said, you know, I was screwed in that title match. My friend jumped me from behind and pinned me in a match I deserved. She didn't even just do all of that. She went out and she had to bury the people. And she had to explain that the people were never behind her. And that they weren't really Becky Lynch fans and all of this other nonsense. And you'll never guess what happened. She was cheered. And the fans chanted her name. And every time Charlotte's name was mentioned, they booed unmercifully. I just watched this and was astounded. I was astounded by what I was seeing in front of my eyes. I don't know what to say other than if you follow the storyline as I talked about yesterday. And as a correction, yes, Charlotte did beat Carmella to earn her way into that championship match. But the way that they wrote that storyline on television, it was designed from start to finish to make Becky Lynch come across as a sympathetic babyface. She was pinned from behind by her best friend in that match. Everything about this led you, the viewer, to want to get behind Becky. And then the culmination of the story was she turned heel. This is nonsensical storytelling. And I'm going to follow this up with a fable after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The fables of Aesopia. The lion and the mouse. A lion was awakened from sleep by a mouse running over his face. Rising up in anger, he caught him and was about to kill him when the mouse piteously entreated, saying, "If you would only spare my life, I would be sure to repay your kindness." The lion laughed and let him go. It happened shortly after this that the lion was caught by some hunters, who bound him by strong ropes to the ground. The mouse, recognizing his roar, came up and gnawed the rope with his teeth, and setting him free, exclaimed, "You ridiculed the idea of ever being able to help you, not expecting to receive from me any repayment for your favor. But now you know that it is possible for even a mouse to confer benefits on a lion." That's a story that was written, what, 2,600 years ago? And it still makes sense today. There's still a lesson to be learned from this story today. The story is still logical today. Meanwhile, WWE writes the story. Becky Lynch. She wins. She wins. She wins. She wins. She wins. She wins. She's so popular, she's given a chance to have a non-title match with the champion. She wins. She is awarded a championship match one-on-one, her deserved championship match at SummerSlam. But then her old friend, who's been gone, who hasn't even been on TV, and thus has won no matches, waltzes in one day, and she's granted her own non-title match, which she wins, and she's immediately inserted into Becky Lynch's deserving championship match at SummerSlam. Becky is understandably very upset about this. "Man, I earned this. I fought and I won and I beat everybody. And I beat Carmel. I deserve this one-on-one match. And now my best friend's just being inserted out of nowhere into this match." And then they go to the pay-per-view. Becky, one-on-one, as Charlotte is outside of the ring, is beating Carmella to win the title that she has earned and deserved. And from behind, like a coward, her best friend hits her with a move and pins her and steals the championship. Now listen, if you want to explain how this was in fact not unfair and that Charlotte did nothing wrong, and to a degree Charlotte did do nothing wrong, but the larger issue is, as a viewer, as a fan of Becky Lynch, which clearly everybody in the arenas are, Becky Lynch got screwed. She got screwed by her best friend. She got screwed by Paige. She got screwed by the company. She got screwed by everybody. What is the logical conclusion to this story? Logical conclusion is Becky's very, very upset about this. Well, in Vince McMahon's mind, the logical conclusion is Becky's a heel. So, that is how this fable, the fable of Becky Lynch, concluded. She waltzes out there on SmackDown and she has to cut a heel promo. She has to go out there and yell at the people who have been behind her on every single show for months. And she has to go out there and try to claim that the fans haven't been behind her. This failed in such an epic manner on SmackDown. So there you go. That's the story. Now, I will add this. that on YouTube, they've uploaded this segment, and they have edited out every single solitary portion of her promo that involved her burying the fans. And they also apparently edited in a clip where when the fans are booing Charlotte, they've got a clip of like Charlotte looking at the fans like, I can't believe you're booing me. So I'm not saying that this is going to happen, everybody. I don't know what's going to happen. All I'm saying is maybe they figured it out that Becky should be the babyface in this situation. Now, if you think I have any faith in this after last night, think again. I'll believe it when I see it. But I have been inundated with text messages here about this situation. Inundated with, the phones are going off the hook. We just don't have time today. Tweets, the message board. I mean, come on. Learn how to tell a damn story. Don't be an idiot. Every single day on this show, all these fables here in this book, they're very, very short. They're less than a paragraph. I'm going to read one every single day from now until WrestleMania here on this show. Vince is beyond hope. Vince McMahon has become Vince Russo at 72 or 73 or whatever age he is. And incompetent. But for all the youngsters out there who maybe want to become wrestling writers, who think, well, you know, we just write stuff and then just do stuff. No, there needs to be, you need to understand storytelling. Storytelling, stories that people have told for, forget two decades, over two centuries. Not even two centuries, two millennia. These stories have been told. They're timeless stories. I don't want to hear the stupidity about, well, you know, it's 2018. Baby faces and heels don't matter. Get out of here. I heard that in the 90s. I heard that in the 90s about how baby faces and heels don't matter as the largest wrestling company that had ever been on the earth went out of business. Because you know what? Baby faces and heels and stories do matter. Now, maybe technically in 2018 because WWE signed a $2.3 billion deal, maybe you know what? Maybe now today they don't matter for WWE. But it's only for WWE. And it could turn around and bite them in the ass. For every other wrestling company in this world right now, your stories do matter, and baby faces and heels do matter. And you know what? If in 5 years or whatever, WWE can't get a good television deal, and they actually have to write stories to sell tickets to build interest in shows, then the people writing the shows better learn how to tell stories. So you know what? I'm going to read these stories every week from now until WrestleMania. So maybe there are young writers out there that can listen to the show and maybe learn something about storytelling from a guy who arguably didn't even write these stories. But it doesn't matter. They're timeless. Stories that still make sense today that were originally written in, I believe, 600 BC. Person says, next read some erotic poetry. Well, that's not going to happen. Maybe on the Filthy Tom show. People like Bully Ray, this person says, on Twitter, say that we have to keep getting behind Becky. I hate the idea that we, the viewers, have to drag WWE to decent storylines. Well, get used to it, or watch something else. Those are your two options. Person says, WWE has such one-dimensional characters who are always heels because the fans turned on them. It should always be about me, me, me. The promotion is a massive joke. Hey, let's talk about the opening segment of SmackDown where, guess what? You'll never guess how SmackDown opened. A heel came out and pretended they were remorseful, but in the end, they weren't. I haven't seen that 80 times this year on WWE television, including exactly 2 weeks ago with Carmella. It's the same bad storytelling every week. It's not that hard. You can do different things. You can try different things. This person says, faces and heels do matter to WWE. WWE wants Becky to be a heel. Hey, listen, if you want Becky to be a heel, fine. But don't do a one-month storyline to present her as a sympathetic babyface, and the conclusion is she's actually a bad guy. And then act surprised that the fans are cheering her and booing the other girl. Vince is dangerously out of touch with the audience, this person says. The Roman booking is one thing, now the Becky booking. It's the same booking. What they're doing is they are Roman reigning Charlotte. Charlotte is going to turn into Roman Reigns because of this Becky feud if they keep it going. And you know what? It's been 4 years, and there's nothing they can do to get people to cheer Roman Reigns. So if they continue in this direction and they do the same thing to Charlotte, she'll never be a babyface again. Something that maybe they should think about. But they're not thinking, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. This person says, you are mad because you are wrong. Becky will be a great heel. Me and my son love it. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Because nobody else in the building loved it. They all thought it was stupid, and they rejected the angle. We're going to take a break from this topic. Max Smashmesser's on the show. We're going to talk about a promotion with booking that involves wacky characters, but still makes sense. Chikara. And then Dr. Lucha will be on to talk about situations that actually make sense in Mexico. Wrestling Observer Live.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. There's no point wasting my life ranting about WWE when there's so much other great wrestling all over the world, including in Chikara, as we will talk about in a moment with our guest today, Max Smashmaster. Max, how are you doing?
Brian Alvarez, what did I tell you last week? I told you that the Ultimate Warrior would hold up old Vinny for some money at SummerSlam.
You know, you were right about that. Hey, Max, listen,
yep.
Can you imagine that you have got a fantasy camp coming up here, and of all people, Mike Sempervivi happens to not be on the show here today, when I know that you were going to guilt him into attending this year?
He's ducking me. Listen, last February, or actually this past February, I said, I came on the show. I said everything I had to say about the fantasy camp, and so Mike Sempervive said, oh, you know, maybe in August. And we hear that a lot, but you have to take every chance you get. And there is a chance this coming Saturday, August 25th, at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy to step in the ring. Even if you just want to do it as a fan, just feel it out one time. You can do that in North Andover, Massachusetts.
Now, you run these fantasy camps. Is it once a year? How often do these run? I guess you said January, right? So every what?
Usually twice a year.
Twice a year, okay.
Twice a year, so February, and so usually around February vacation time, and then the end of August right before school starts, so any, you know, younger kids can get in. And generally we have a lot of older, you know, fans who love Kevin Owens, and they show up to the school.
I see. So when you run these fantasy camps, it gives everybody the opportunity to get in the ring. There's crash pads there. They get to live out their fantasy of being a wrestler for a day. But do you ever have people that attend the fantasy camp, and the next thing you know, they're regularly attending the academy?
This happens all the time, and I'll give you a few really good examples of people who are actually New England Pro Wrestling Academy Fantasy Camp attendees who are on the WWE roster right now. Oney Lorcan, who used to be Biff Busick on the Indies, started at a fantasy camp. Sasha Banks used to be on the Indies, started at one of our fantasy camps. Now she's one of the biggest superstars in the world.
So this fantasy camp has turned out current WWE superstars in addition to just being able to go out there and jump on the pads.
You can jump on the pad, and you can go all the way to WWE. What else do you want me to say?
It's incredible. So let's give the plugs here, and then I want to talk about some Chikara here.
Sure. So if you want to sign up, or even if you just want to attend and watch, you can absolutely do that at neprowrestling.com. There should be a link right there. If you go to our Facebook page, New England Pro Wrestling Academy, if you just want to show up that day, it's 100 Belmont Street, North Andover, Massachusetts. It's extremely laid back. There's no stress on you. You come in, you have a good time. You spend a lot of time with other like-minded wrestling fans, which is really hard to do some days unless you're going to a wrestling show. And then at the end, you get to jump off the top rope. Who could ask for any more?
Who could ask for more? Onto a pad, I might add.
Of course, yeah.
You're not just jumping off to the floor or anything like that. Now, before we get into Chikara, I do have to ask this question about training. So you've upped your training, like as a trainer, your job as a trainer of late, since you've I guess, not been in the ring so much. Is that right?
Yeah, I had to quit the business.
It sucks. Now,
yeah.
Now that you have transitioned into being a trainer, I mean, do you feel that having to train other people and teach them how to be wrestlers has made you, if you were still a wrestler, like significantly better at your job? Like, I know there's obviously regret not being able to wrestle anymore, but I mean, do you have even more regret now? Like, man, I'd be so much better now because I've been helping other people learn how to do this.
Yeah, well, you pick up on all the little things that commonly go wrong, and you nitpick, and you always work on the basics. We teach a lot of the basics. We're not teaching all these flippy-doos. Anyone can go out there and do a flip on their own. But really, it's the basics and the psychology, and we really, really teach that. And the more you focus on it, the better you get at it. So actually, I'm one of the assistant trainers. There's a total of six trainers. Brian Fury is the owner, operator, head trainer. And they actually have a show this Friday, Summer Chaos, Chaotic Wrestling in Lowell, Massachusetts. You can also find that at chaoticwrestling.com. It's going to be an amazing show. But when you're training, you really, you know, you work from the ground up. It's like retraining yourself every, you know, 6 months or so. You're constantly getting that retraining. And I've been doing a ton of, you know, submission-based training. So I've been studying a lot of traditional catch, and I've also been studying a lot of lucha llave and, you know, and British escapology style, and just teaching a lot of that, which teaches you body control, which is very hard to come by in students who just show up at the wrestling school.
I guess this kind of has to do with I don't want to talk about Becky Lynch anymore, but point is,
let's go.
WWE wrote a story and they had a stupid ending to it. I you can explain this better as a trainer, but I feel that if you've got a wrestling show and you've got two guys that go out there to have a match, and they've got no story, and they've got no history, and they're just cold in front of the audience, they've got to do more. They've got to maybe do some crazier high spots. They've got to do a little this, a little that. Whereas if you've got a story, like if you write a very good story and it leads to a match in the ring, the two people can get away with doing significantly less because the people are already more invested in them because of the story. Would you agree with this?
I 100% agree with this. I like to equate it like this. If John Cena's finisher from day one was a banana cream pie to the face, it doesn't matter because he's been built up and they've been putting it over, and people wanted to see exactly that. So it didn't matter what it was. Obviously, when you first started, if you'd done that, it would have been a big Spartan church. But you have to build and you have to, you know, prove yourself. And when people see you and they don't know you, there's a big expectation on you. But if they see you constantly, 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 and you're always putting your best foot forward and you're always having a good performance, then it becomes a little bit easier to kind of just throw in your greatest hits and just work the crowd.
What have we got for the Chikara King of Trios this year?
Chikara King of Trios has a loaded card. There's stars from everywhere, from Japan, female stars from Japan. We have stars from ROH and Beyond Wrestling. We also have the Nexus Alliance that is coming in. If you remember the old Nexus back in the WWE, we have Justin Gabriel, who is now PJ Black, Michael Tarver, and Darren Young, formerly Darren Young of WWE. They're a trio in this year's. And also the biggest one, I think the coolest one, is the return of Mighty Molly.
Oh.
You remember Mighty Molly?
Are you talking Molly Holly?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was just watching
it
some.
Awesome.
I was watching some Molly Holly from. This was actually like when she first debuted as Miss Mona, and she was really good. And then, you know, like you watch some of those old Nitros, and I don't mean to be like depressing here, but like half the roster's dead. And then there's Molly Holly, who she was great in 1999, and then she came back for like the Women's Battle Royal this year, and she was still great and looked great.
She's still great, and she's actually a trainer out in, I believe it's Minnesota.
That's right. 19 years later, she still looks great and works great. You know,
you should always be learning.
Yes. It's several months ago, but I don't want to make this show about me, but people had been asking, why aren't you and Filthy and somebody else in King of Trios? And I guess some people were tweeting about it, and I think it was Mike Quackenbush himself basically said, dude, this thing's already booked. Like, they book King of Trios months and months and months in advance. Is that correct?
Yeah, see, I don't know too many of the ins and outs. Bryce Remsburg is actually the director of Fun right now, and I'm sure he deals with a lot of the ins and outs of the booking. But I believe almost a year in advance, because this, think about the weekend it's on. It's a huge weekend in wrestling. It could be the biggest weekend in wrestling history, because it's on Labor Day weekend, the same weekend as All In.
That's right.
If you can't go to All In, you can still go to King of Trios, you can still attend, and you can still see some amazing wrestling, and you can still watch All In. It's really the biggest weekend in wrestling since I've even been alive.
Now, has All In, this is going to sound like a weird question, has All In, the fact that they sold out immediately and people are flying in from like all over the country, has that hurt the attendance, like the advanced ticket sales for King of Trios? Or is it a situation where wrestling is so hot right now, and that weekend is so hot, that you're actually doing better ticket sales this year?
I don't know. I don't deal with the ticket sales. I came on here to talk about, you know, just type up King of Trios, because I'm excited for it. I can't wait to watch it. But to be honest, I have no idea. I don't look at the ticket sales. I have no even ability to see that information. I wish I did, because then I'd give you the inside scoops. You know, you can print it in the Figure Four Weekly.
That's right.
I don't see that. But wrestling is so hot right now on every level that I can't imagine that it's possibly putting a dent in it.
Has your attendance for the school increased, like, a little bit dramatically? Not at all?
When Brian Ferry first took over the school, I believe there, you know, we do a Christmas party every year. And I think there was five students who were in one. And then every year that picture has got up more and more and more. And I believe the last one we took was close to, you know, 30, 40 students.
And the students that we have are amazing. It's not like when I first started training. People aren't rude. They're not beating each other up. Everyone is so giving. It's so nice to each other. You know, people like Josh Briggs are constantly in there. And we have John Walters is in there every once in a while helping out. Like, people from all over, all different, you know, experience gaps, everything, are in there helping out. We're pumping out amazing students, and we're getting new students all the time.
Well, Max, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We're out of time. If you want more information on everything we talked about here today, you can go to Twitter at Max Smashmaster and at Any Pro Wrestling. It's information on the Academy. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi here today, but the Dr. Lucha is joining us here, and we got a lot of news to talk about here today. It's a crazy week of news. So, Dr. Lucha, let's not waste any time. Tell us about the life of Viano 3.
He was one of the biggest stars of his generation, and really, he may have been one of the 20 biggest stars ever in Mexico. I've seen some of the obituaries that have come down in preparation for the show, and, I mean, people are praising him as, like, one of the greatest wrestlers in Mexico of all time. My basic comments are twofold. He was booked to be just a trios wrestler with his family as the son of the legend Rey Mendoza, but he was so good And fans took to him so much that he actually made a bigger name in the single scene. He had a ton of charisma. He was a good technician. He wasn't the best of all time, a first-rate technician. But he really drew you in. He really made you believe what he felt. The other thing is I met him, and he was arguably, in fact, I'd probably go so far as to say the nicest of all the Mexican wrestlers I had ever met. Very professional, very kind, always willing to take time. I can't say enough about him personally from the little that I met about him, and that sentiment has been validated over and over through the obituaries I've read.
What are some of his most famous matches?
Well, there are those who say that the match against Atlantis, losing his mask, when Ivano III lost his mask back in 2000, was actually the greatest match in Lucha Libre history. I mean, I have a hard time giving that when I didn't see any of the matches prior to 1980 that ever existed. And the, you know, Hijo del Santo Black Magic match, which probably wasn't as good of a wrestling match. I mean, neither one of those were supposed to be the technicians of the day. They were just the biggest stars. But when you missed the entire first, you know, 45 years of wrestling, it's hard to say it's the greatest match ever. But it may be the best Lucha Libre match of the last 35 years. It's certainly the most famous and most well-remembered. It was a feud that came out of nowhere for about 18 months, I think, beforehand when they decided to go with it. Briefly, and really briefly, AAA had copied WWE and was not doing one mega show a year, but was doing one a quarter. And somebody convinced Paco Alonso that CMLL could fund a second big show. And this was the match that was not only going to be a big match, but also establish the concept of what became Homenaje a Dos Leyendas, the second biggest show of the year since then, and a real, you know, one of the two most important dates in CMLL. So it accomplished a lot of things. Villano III was integral towards building that up. And though he was the babyface in that match, Rudo in that match, he turned babyface by his performance in the match. Briefly, the other big match, he was the biggest match he was involved in after that, was the triple mask match with the three Villanos against the three Brazos in Monterrey in 1988. And that was a huge deal at the time and was actually going to occur under different circumstances. But a year earlier, the promoter of CMLL and the promoter of UWA both died. And things just kind of just went off into different directions. But Villano III was a very, very special wrestler, a Hall of Famer in anybody's Hall of Fame.
All right, we got some current day news we have to talk about here.
You can say that, yes.
Yeah, we got a major show coming up for AAA, which we have a card for here today. And we have the CMLL anniversary show, which we have a card for. And the biggest news, obviously, is no Rush LA Park match for the CMLL anniversary show.
It is. That is the biggest news, really. Isn't that funny, though? Because you would think that just, you know, they have a big enough match. They kind of, CMLL kind of gave it away when they announced the prices they were going to charge and start putting tickets on sale. That they were not charging the sort of prices that would lead one to get enough gate revenue to make it worthwhile to take either Rush's hair or, more likely, LA Park's mask. Now, this, of course, is CMLL acting on their own when I think they can't be sure that they could promote that match until after Triple Mania, and they're in their own calendar, there just wasn't enough time after Triple Mania to announce a main event and run with it then. They wanted to do it earlier, and so they have gone with Matt Taven and Volador Jr. against Rush and the Caveman, in which the losing team will lose both pairs. And if anybody actually wants to go to bet in Las Vegas and bet that Rush will lose his hair, I wouldn't do it.
So the Triple Mania show, we've got a four-way hair match,
it's
noted.
It's a cage match. The dog's done. We have the main event. It's a major main event in any news year, including this year, with all the fabulous matches around the world. This is actually a major match. And the guys begged not to be in a cage, and Dorian tacitly agreed. I mean, he didn't make a formal statement as the boss of the company, but he tacitly agreed. And then, turns out, when the final decision was made and announced, it is a cage match. Psycho Clown, Penta, whether you book him as Pentagon Jr. or however they announce him in AAA, Penta El Zero Miedo or whatever, L.A. Park and Hijo del Fantasma, will all put their hairs on the line, or masks on the line, and I believe the rules are that the last two left in the ring will have a singles match inside the cage that could end by pinfall, submission, or, which never happens, a cage escape.
So basically, one of those four men is losing their mask that day.
Yes.
Would you like my prediction,
the
Steve?
Odds on favorite, I would think anybody would think that the odds on favorite is Hijo del Fantasma.
He has to be.
When I first heard of this match, Blue Demon was in the place where Blue Demon Jr. was in the slot where Pentagon Jr. is, and L.A. Park was the person that, you know, in the original communication I got on it, but this was designed for Pentagon Jr. to cash in his mask. L.A. Park to cash in his mask. And if Dorian offers him that much money, that's going to be a very interesting decision for him to take. I mean, we have, every single time I'm on the show, we go over that particular point. If L.A. Park is offered the big money, will he take it? And I guess we're going to find out this Saturday.
Well, the reason I'm predicting it's going to be El Hijo del Fantasma is he was a guest on this show, and he told me, Steve, that he is the most handsome man in all of Mexico. Which, if that's the case, what's he doing wearing a mask?
Well, there's your answer. Of course, that's what people said about Alberto Del Rio when he took off his mask to start with WWE. They said the same thing. Amazing the number of wrestlers in Mexico who, without their mask, would be the most charismatic and best-looking person around. That's a very good heel statement to make.
I'm not sure he was being a heel, actually.
His English is fine. He looks good. He's really a WWE NXT candidate at some point in line, but nobody ever pulls the trigger on him.
Is it possible that maybe they're interested in him and they would use him without the mask and thus...
Oh, it is. I have not heard that, but it makes all sorts of sense in the world. I mean, he's got the one thing that all the other Mexicans, or most of the Mexicans that they're bringing home, don't have, and that is fluency in English.
You know, we were talking about the Rush LA Park match, the possibility of this, The idea that it's been built up and built up and built up and built up. And if they had done the match, I mean, the anniversary show isn't for another month or so. I mean, really, the build and everything about it, it would have been one of the most famous matches in the history of Lucha Libre. And that's a great place to lose your mask if you are offered the money. Yes. Do you feel, Steve, that if L.A. Park loses his mask, like on Saturday, I mean, dude, they just announced this card. I mean, it is a big match. It's four big stars, but... It just doesn't feel like the right match for him to lose his mask in after all these years.
I agree. But that's when it was first designed and there was no thought of him doing this feud with Rush, that was the offer he was given. If you're in this match, will you consider losing the mask? And then they had the conversations from there. Dorian would have asked all four of them the same question. If I put this match together, will you be willing to lose your match for X amount of dollars? Mask, lose your mask. It is the wrong thing. And, of course, you know, they don't have to run L.A. Park and Rush at the anniversary show. I mean, they could do an angle at the anniversary show if L.A. Park still has his mask to run it either later this year or at the Homenage next March. I mean, it doesn't have to wait a year to run it. Presumably, that is their, you know, that would be the ideal of ideals is to run it for a year, but I mean, and L.A. Park has more or less behaved this year, especially considering his past non-behavior. But that's a long time off to hope that something still happens. And how many times have we seen in MMA, particularly in boxing, that you have this great match in front of you and you could run it today, but you're going to wait a year and things break down and it never happens?
So what else do we have on these two shows that sounds exciting to you?
Well, the CMLL show we will have other times to discuss. It's just a card. I mean, he's got the Guerreros against the AAA Invaders led by Cibernetico in a title match. We can discuss that the next time I'm on. For the AAA show that is this weekend, they have a very interesting semifinal. Now, on the poster, it's the semifinal. This is AAA. They could run the matches except for the main event with the cage. They could run these matches in any order. But what's currently scheduled second for the top is a ladies' hair versus mask match with Fabi Apache risking her hair against Lady Shawnee's mask, which is in AAA is actually the insiders are really looking forward to this match. Shawnee is a badass, and Fabi is a very high opinion of herself and can go. And the one time she's lost her hair, she got like 3 or 4 snips and then walked out, so she didn't really have to lose her hair. It's something that she has avoided her whole career, and I presume Shawnee is losing her mask, but I don't know that for a fact. But it should be a really interesting match. These two were involved in the match that got Sexy Star fired from AAA, and that we discussed over and over again about a year ago.
That's right.
With Shawnee that started the ball rolling on that by really going hard after Sexy Star, and Shawnee does not take any BS, and it will be a very interesting match if there's a potato here or there.
What else do we
great.
Have?
There are also 8 other matches, and that, I think, is a detraction. They're really going to have a lot of problem keeping fans' interest through. It's a 2-match card, and, well, it could be a 3-match card. I mean, they will have a match for the AAA heavyweight title where the current champion, Jeff Jarrett, who was only given it to drop it here at Triple Mania, will drop it to probably Phoenix. But the rest of the show, though it makes sense by their TV, there's too much. There's really too much, and they have a real risk, even with their fan base, of burning them out. AAA fans are noted to keep their interest level up through long shows and stuff like that. But this is going to be, 10 matches is going to be amazing. They've got instead of throwing everybody in a 30-man match, they're having like 7 4-man matches.
All right, actually, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap it up. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Dr. Lucha joining us here today. Dr. Lucha, tell us about the Televisa schedule as well as what's coming up in the next Figure Four Weekly.
Brian, the event is scheduled to start Saturday night, the 25th. And I would expect the top two or three matches to start at around 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish, maybe 9:30-ish, Central Time, even maybe a little later. You'll be available to see it free on Twitch, and Televisa will also broadcast a tape-delayed version at 11 o'clock Central, which is one of the reasons why I go through that time zone. So Televisa is one of their cable channels, and it'll be massive exposure and very good for the wrestler who loses his mask on that show. And in the newsletter this past week, I previewed WrestleMania and picked who I thought would lose. And this week we'll cover it and see if I'm right.
Well, there you go, everybody. The Figure Four Weekly is available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Dr. Lucha does a column about Lucha every week, and of course, most weeks appears here on this program. And your subscription also gets you a ton of other stuff, the Wrestling Observer newsletter every week, back issues of The Observer, Figure Four Weekly back issues, 9,000 archived radio shows and new shows coming every single day. 2 to 3 shows every single day, by the way. Today is a 3-show day. Friday, Lance Storm returning to the Empire for Figure Four Daily. It's going to be a fun time, so check all that out. And Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. We'll talk to you again later on, probably next week with the Televisa AAA results. And that's it from here. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again later on today, Wrestling Observer Live.